Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here. Getaway Friday, first Friday in the month of October. A matter of fact, first day in October. October the 1st, 2021. 10-1-21. 15 minutes past the hour. Joined in studio tonight for the duration by Angie Evers and Sean Kraft. How are you both doing?
Great.
I'm doing good.
You sound it. I can feel the electricity and the excitement in the room.
Oh, do you? You feel the energy?
Not really. Oh. Not really at all. And I know why this is.
Why this?
We have a crisis. I hate coming on the air with a crisis.
Crisis? What's a crisis?
Did you about spit your teeth out there? You were saying crises, like some saliva came up, and I wasn't sure if your bottom plate came out there or what.
You know what that means? Okay, do tell.
We have a crisis, folks.
Do tell.
People who are out there listening, what happened is an error was really made because Sean loves to drink the diet soda, Diet Pepsi, Diet Coke.
Why is he coming on me?
Well, because right before we went on the air, you complained.
That's because you were supposed to have beverages.
No, it's not on my head to do this. It's another one of my pet peeves. I do it all the time.
You are the station manager. You're supposed to have all
the supplies.
In charge
of programming.
And you're supposed to have
pop.
You're supposed to have all the... That's part of your job now.
Now, hold on.
I added that to you.
So, in any event, we have no 2 liter of diet soda here, Diet Pepsi or Diet Cola. And I'm talking, we go through a lot, like 2 or 3 liters, sometimes a night. So, we have none. So, there's a lot of anger and a lot of downness here on this Friday night, first Friday in October. So, I just want to let you guys know that we... And then we thought we would DoorDash it here, but that's just ridiculous and too expensive. So, I don't know. That's why
fall through the porch.
That's why people are down here tonight. There's a down.
Oh, there's a down?
Well, you seem it.
Just a little bit.
And then your bottom plate about came out there when I said crises, and I was worried.
I don't have false teeth.
Are you sure?
Last time I knew, I don't.
I don't know. In any event, let's move on to something more pleasant. Tomorrow is Mary Ellen Withrow's birthday. I mentioned this morning on the air, and I just want to do it again tonight. I know Mary Ellen heard it. She sent me a very kind email today. I don't know if Mary Ellen's listening tonight, but happy 31st. My denture's about slipped. 31st birthday to Mary Ellen Withrow, who is... What I said earlier, I'll say again really quick, is that... Now, see, people know where we are, and they honk their horn. Whoever that was, hello, thank you for listening. But Mary Ellen Withrow will turn 31 years old tomorrow, and what I want to say about Mary Ellen is a lot of people think I like Mary Ellen because she became a big deal, and she certainly did become a big deal, and it's an honor to have her on. But I just like Mary Ellen. I've been to the Bratwurst Festival with her. I've been to the pizza place in Bell Fountain. I've been to Tony Paco's with her. I've been to her house for birthday parties.
Hiding chocolate.
Oh, well, Mary Ellen, don't ever ask about the chocolate story because the people on the air know about it, and I can't get into that.
What happened with the chocolate?
We're not going to talk about that. So it's too long a story, and people don't want to hear it. But Mary Ellen, Mary Ellen, if you listen, you'd know this story. Mary Ellen, and also Stewart's. We've been to Stewart's 2 years running for the big grand opening. Woo.
I'm wondering about the chocolate.
We can't. I'm wishing somebody a birthday here. I'm like Willard Scott right now. So, Mary Ellen, happy birthday tomorrow. You deserve all the happiness
and
kindness.
Happy birthday.
We all love you here at this station, and I can't wait to see you again.
She's going to have a great birthday tomorrow.
Are you on The View? You're like cross-talking me to death
absolutely
tonight.
Absolutely.
Oh, I hate that. When you sit in the car, and it's not bad in the studio, but if you listen back to something, it sounds like...
Well, that's because our equipment's not up to date.
No, it's just like television. Crosstalk is awful.
Oh, I know, but you know, if our equipment was a little bit more, it can
that's exactly wrong.
No, it's true.
No. If when I'm talking in the morning, we don't have that problem.
Well, that's because I interrupt
people. Two people cannot talk at once. It just doesn't work, especially on radio, because it's a verbal medium.
Well, that's all right. It happens. Sometimes when you get arguments, people cross.
Well, what are we arguing about?
Well, not arguing. I'm just saying sometimes it does.
Oh, dear. Okay. Phones are already ringing. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, chauffeur and viewer to the stars. How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine. How are you? Whoa! See, this is why... No, it's not equipment. It's the operators of the equipment. You wait to do that till we're on the air?
I
You've been sitting there for
it.
A half hour.
Couldn't hear it.
Go ahead, caller.
I had an idea. This could work either for Halloween or April Fool's Day. I'm thinking we can take all of the answers to the bathrobe question, including the final elusive answer. And I think we should actually, among the important people at the station, act out the answers, like the last one. Like, we'll have to pick someone to kiss someone else goodbye right there on the porch, wearing, of course, a robe. Nobody smokes, so we're not going to have to smoke a cigarette. Nobody drinks coffee, but, you know, I guess I can get the mail, so I can kind of wear a bathrobe.
Well, you can kiss somebody, too, because nobody else is going to volunteer for that one.
Because I don't have one, so I can go ahead and just buy a bathrobe and get the mail. And we can maybe take a look at the answers that... What? People gave, like, let the dog out.
I don't understand what you're going with.
Dog or something. Well, I was thinking that, you know, for Halloween, we could act out those answers because they were so elusive, especially the last one, the kiss your wife or husband goodbye. That just took forever.
Are they dying? I don't understand. What do you mean kiss your husband or wife goodbye?
Well, earlier
today... Is that the only time you kiss your husband or wife if they're dying?
No,
I don't have a life, so... I was kind of listening to the entire four, five, 6 hours of the show.
I'll call the Marion Star. Alert the newspapers.
The Family Feud question was, what is something that you've seen your neighbor do in his or her bathrobe? And there were some really good answers, like smoke a cigarette, let the dog out.
smoke a cigarette. Why are you fixated on this, Adam?
Well, many people said that.
Yeah, but it's not an answer. It's not.
Well, it's a good answer.
But it's not an answer from this morning.
We spent like an hour trying to find the last answer.
I must have missed something.
Hold on. Adam, let me... Sean is confused. On my show this morning, I was playing Family Feud.
Oh, okay.
And one of the questions was, what is something you see your neighbor do in their bathrobe? Like kiss their wife goodbye in the morning, or go outside and water their lawn, or do their gardening. That's what he's talking about.
Okay,
go ahead, Adam.
Now, I think we need to find a really brave person to try to work on the roof. So somebody to do roofing in the bathrobe, because I'd like to see that. I would pay to see.
Gotta go to Alabama for that, Alan.
Do roofing in a bathroom.
See, we have no soda. You gotta go to Alabama for that.
Well, I mean, I would stand outside in the bathrobe and drink coffee, but nobody said that, so we're not gonna do it.
You're not gonna do that here, are you? If you're gonna do that, let me know what morning, and I'll be sick that morning.
I just was thinking that'd be kind of fun though for Halloween. Maybe like get a skeleton or something, put a bathrobe on the skeleton, have that person kiss another skeleton or something, just to kind of act out that question, because it was so elusive, and it was just fascinating how people's minds work, because there were so many good answers. Let the dog out is a great answer, but nobody said that, so the whole thing was perplexing.
Oh, yeah, just go get a newspaper.
Yeah, but it's... but
that was number one.
Yeah, it's like actually mail wasn't there, but like who even gets a newspaper anymore? People use the internet. And the radio, that was there, but the mail wasn't there. So like people get the mail, but that wasn't there. But the newspaper was. And I still, you know, joke all you want. I think go out inside and smoke a cigarette's a good answer.
No, I'm not. I
drive around my neighborhood at 7 in the morning. I'm gonna find two or three people outside in their bathroom smoking cigarettes.
No, it's that you're fixated on that one. I mean, there were a lot of answers this morning. It's not a funny answer. It's just that's the one that you seem to be hung up on.
Right. But also, I told you in the chat, people, yes, they aren't smoking as much, but still 25% of adults smoke, and smoking is a little more common in Ohio. We're one of the most smoker states anyway. People are smoking outside more instead of inside. So that would also further say in the warm weather, yeah, you go outside and smoke. It's like drink a cup of coffee. Everybody does that. So the series of answers and just people giving these answers over and over that were not there, but they were good. It was just kind of fascinating. And then when somebody finally got to kiss your wife goodbye, well, yeah, but it's like you're in your bathroom, but don't you kind of kiss your wife goodbye when you're still inside the house? I didn't quite understand that. That people are going outside in their bathroom doing that. Don't you do that kind of inside the house?
Well, when I've kissed my wife goodbye, what I tend to do is do it outside because they're usually getting in the car, so they're ready for work and you're probably not, which is why you're still at home. So that's why one person is in their bathrobe and one is not.
Okay, but I was thinking like my parents, because you know, I'm not married, but I mean my parents when they were married, my mom when she was not working outside the house, she would, I mean, in a house dress or something like a bathrobe, she would kiss my dad inside the hallway before he went outside in his suit and his briefcase and went to work. But maybe things have changed since the 1920s when I was a kid, so who knows.
But well, Adam, it's a very, very interesting point.
It was a fascinating question. And, you know, I like my answer, too. We should act out our answer, like, every day. Blast WWGH radio. I think that would be a thing I'd like everybody to do. Just do that in your bathrobe or anything. Just blast the station. Let everybody hear it. Yeah, and beep the horn when you drive past the building also. That was kind of cool because, you know what, I was driving at the time. I thought for sure somebody was beeping at me, but it was actually there. That was kind of a... that was really cool. And I'm
yes.
glad you said that because I don't want to feel like I was cutting anybody off or anything.
Thank you, Adam.
That's what I told you, Scott. I'm going to drive around my neighborhood some morning. I'm going to find somebody smoking in their bathrobe, and I'm going to send you a photo to show you that I'm not crazy.
No, I'm looking forward to it, Adam. Thank you.
All right, see you later.
Have a wonderful weekend. All right. Okay. Well, I think I was wishing somebody a happy birthday.
Mary Ellen.
Okay. Happy birthday, Mary Ellen. Tomorrow, I hope you have a great, great day. Thank you for being a great friend and a great supporter of any station I've ever worked at. Mary Ellen and I have been together on stations for many, many years now, and she is a pal. All right, so we got that out of the way, and you're angry because you're populous. I can read it in you tonight. You seem a little surly.
Do I seem a little surly?
You got surly with Adam there a little bit. A little surly.
Huh?
Let's go to another caller. Go ahead, caller. Are you having a smoke on your porch? Go ahead, caller.
I got a good idea you could do for Halloween, Scott.
What's that?
You could have somebody bury you in a casket, and you could do your show from
the casket. No, wait, right there. See, right there. But somebody bury me in a casket. Well, sure, why not? I'll sign up for that.
Hours, you know, buried, and you could, every other hour, you could do a show, and people could listen in and see if you're going to come on the next hour.
From the casket?
Yeah.
So basically, see if I die. See
right,
if I smother.
Right, right. People, you know, they would want to stay to the radio and make sure you was alive the next hour, you know. I think I'd be good for Halloween.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. We'll put that in the hopper of ideas, and we'll see where that goes.
It's salted around, huh?
Yeah, well, we'll see where that ends up. We'll put that in the old think tank.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. Do people want a new host? I can retire now. You don't got to bury me for Halloween.
You know, one time they did, they used to do that to J.C. Park. That guy got buried.
Yeah, but it's not real.
No, I know it's not weird, but...
I don't want to be phony. Now, if somebody else wants to get buried, go right ahead.
But he was in it, though. He was down in it, wasn't he? I remember I was young.
They would never risk somebody smothering. I think there was a pipe and a way to get him out quick.
Yeah.
In any event.
I was young when that happened.
Holy mackerel. Okay, let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Good evening, Scott. Good evening, Angie. And good evening, Sean. It's Pastor Craig.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You don't want me to get buried or kiss people on the porch on Halloween or anything, do you?
No, I really don't.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy.
insanity has set in tonight.
Well, Adam kind of set the precedent talking about your morning show, so I was calling about your morning show this morning.
Oh, go ahead.
I have two things I'd like to say.
Shoot.
First of all, I want to thank you for the shout-out you did to pretty much everybody that works at the station. I try to listen to everybody. You know, I try to listen to Nate, Linda, Glenn, and, you know, Pastor Whitaker. And I just can't believe the total diversity of shows that are on this station, and I really, really appreciate it. And, you know that Glenn and I probably don't agree on very much, but I force myself to listen to him when he does the Progressive Hour. because if we disagree, you can't shut out somebody who disagrees.
Two things I want to make a point here about this, and I've Pastor Whitaker and I have talked about this, and Glenn and I have talked about this. Number one, we really do all get along, and people don't believe that because it is a diverse bunch, but we really do. I'm not saying we all have things in common, that's different, but we all really do like each other and have been together, and we really do get along. The other thing is that... what I love about this station, maybe more than anything else, is that we do have diverse opinions, because I believe if you are a station that only has one opinion, one narrative all day long, and you just have different hosts, it's like preaching to the choir. You're not reaching anybody, because the people who are listening agree with you, that's why they're listening all day long. But a station like this, 1 hour, you could have a show like yours, which is completely different, and the next hour, here comes Glenn Coble, who's the... totally different opinion. So people are getting a really balanced plate, and I like that.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the second thing I wanted to say was thank you for giving me the opportunity to be on the station.
Well, we're glad to have you. I mean, you do a great show, and you know, that could be a line. People could say, oh, I'm just saying that. But the truth is, you do a great show, and everybody on this station is professional, and you have fit right in. And honestly, I would tell you if you weren't. Some people have went by the wayside over the years, if you look back at the station, and that's unfortunate. But you will be with us for, I hope, a long, long time to come, because you do a great show. And the fact that you had Glenn on and had a really nice conversation, and Sean still talks about the show you did with the 4-Star General, and that's only, what, 3.5 months of shows? It's going to be a great long-term relationship.
I really agree. And I mean, I like Glenn, you know? We can disagree on a whole lot of things, but I like him. And you know, I like everybody at the station. When you get to know them as a person, which I've become getting to know them more and more and more, it's a good group of people.
Yeah, not a dud in the bunch. I couldn't agree. What's coming up Sunday morning?
Sunday morning, we're getting back to Bible study, and I'm going to do a study on God's will for my life.
Hey, that sounds very interesting. Taking any calls Sunday morning?
Not this time, but I am going to the last Sunday in October. I'm going to take calls.
Perfect. We'll look forward to that. Thank you for the gaffer tape. Thanks for doing your show. And, hey, the Christmas party's coming up soon. We'll have a lot of fun with that.
Sounds good.
Hey, thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Pastor Craig, on every Sunday morning from 11:15 until 12 on this station. Yeah, I did do that. I forgot I did that this morning. But I do like all the shows on this station. I don't get to hear them all the time. But I try. And I do like them. So, there. Happy birthday to Mary Ellen. We have no pop, so Sean's angry. And everybody on the station is great. Okay. Now, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. We do have some trivia tonight. We wanted to give away some Boo at the Zoo tickets, so we have WWGH trivia, because I figure you can't look this up on the internet. You've got to know it. You've got to be a listener of this station to know this trivia of the 7.5 year history of WWGH radio. And also, we're going to talk about the Geraldo log, because, you know, the man is starting to tick me off. And I feel bad because I don't even think it's Geraldo at this point. Because I'm not even sure Geraldo knows what's going on at his own station up there, WTAM in Cleveland.
What are they saying?
Well, Sarah, our friend, called up there and got a hold of Rob, his producer. And Rob kept calling me Matt and said he had emailed me. One time I've emailed this guy. That's it. And my name's not Matt. And apparently he called me Matt 3 times. Then he promised Sarah he was going to call the station 3 days ago. He never has. And he said a lot of things that are not consistent. Like Geraldo's constantly traveling. I'll tell you why we haven't been able to get a hold of Geraldo. It was in the news this week on Wednesday that he just signed a deal with Fox. Re-signed his deal with Fox. That's what he was in, top secret contract negotiations. And he's going to host Cops for their streaming service. Now, he's not going to be on the network, but I guess Fox has a streaming service, so he's going to host that. So that's what he's been tied up doing, re-signing his contract, and probably taping these cop shows for Fox. So why not just be honest and say that?
Right.
But I can't blame Geraldo, because I don't even know if Geraldo knows. Now, Sarah was supposed to call Rob today. I don't know if Sarah's listening, but Sarah, is there any update on that? If there is, give us a call. 740-383-9944. Okay. Now we're going to do Boo at the Zoo trivia. Now, this is WWGH trivia. If you know the answer, call in 740-383-9944. At the end of the program tonight, we are going to draw a winner, and the winner will get a pair of tickets to Boo at the Zoo. Or the Wilds. If you want the Wilds, we'll give you the Wilds. Okay, Angie. I don't think we've heard your voice on the show tonight. Angie, first trivia question.
All right. Who announced they were running for president on this station?
Ah, announced first they were running for president on this station. They came here to announce their presidential run. Who was that? 740-383-9944. While we wait for that, what else is new, Sean?
You know, Halloween's coming up soon, and, you know, not too many people are decorating this year, I saw.
Well, they got 31 days.
Yeah. But you know what?
Our Halloween poems aren't exactly moving.
But I'm not a big, I'm not a big fan of Halloween. I like Christmas. I wish we could just bypass Halloween and Thanksgiving and go right to Christmas.
Well, they already have Christmas decorations in the store. I was at Dollar General today, and they have Christmas decorations out.
Awesome.
Go ahead, caller.
Ted Williams, man's golden voice.
You got it. Ted Williams announced he was going to run for president on this station. Who are we putting in the competition?
Judy Smith.
Judy Smith. All right. Judy Smith is in the competition. Thank you. All right, question. Yes, Ted Williams in 2015 announced he was going to run for president on this station. Question number two.
This one's probably might be a little bit harder.
We hope.
What WWGH host thought Donald Trump would never become president?
Well, we'll see if that's easy to come up with. What WWGH host thought Donald Trump would never become president? President. 740-383-9944. Okay, you want to bypass Halloween
and Thanksgiving.
But I think...
like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I like Thanksgiving. Oh, I like them all. I think that you have to have them, and that's what amps up you to Christmas and New Year.
Thanksgiving is just boring to me.
Maybe the question isn't as hard as you think. Go ahead, caller.
Glenn Coble.
No, Glenn was not here at that time when Donald Trump was running for president.
Oh.
Yeah, thank you. No, Glenn Coble, I don't think he'd started here the first time Donald Trump was running for president. I think Glenn started in 2018, I think. So, no, it was not Glenn Coble. All right. So, again, where were we at there?
I could sleep all day during Thanksgiving and Halloween.
Well, what is it about Christmas?
I just like the lights, the music.
Autism.
not autism.
Well, I mean, those are characteristics of an autism. It you know, the lights and the noise.
What? That is all right. You have more trees.
Hold on. Go ahead, caller.
Was it Marianne?
You got it. Marianne. Our dear friend Marianne Michaels, who went into retirement, but we certainly hope she's out there listening.
Yep.
We'll put you in, Ralph. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Miss Marianne on this station, but Marianne decided one day that it was time to retire, and Marianne, I know, is happy in retirement. I talked to her son quite a bit, and I know she's enjoying that. All right, question number three.
Okay, who was the first person that you guys took to Tony Pacos?
Oh, there's a good one. First person WWGH Radio took to Tony Pacos. Now, we've actually taken three now, but who was the first? 740-383-9944. But that sounds like an autism thing.
How is it autism? I don't understand. Angie, do you think it's autism just because I like... Listen, that's you have four trees in your house.
Yeah, but I would not say that Christmas is my favorite holiday.
Well, what is?
They're all okay. They're all okay.
Because you like turkey. You can eat. You can
no, eat now Thanksgiving I like to the degree that it kicks off Christmas, so you're really not losing anything. I like the idea that it falls on a Thursday. I like the idea that it's in a cooler month of year. So yeah, I mean, I like it as far as that goes. But I don't really. Holiday makes me giganto excited.
See, I can keep my Christmas stuff up all year round. It won't bother me.
Well, I don't know.
Like, I could probably live in, what's it called? Indiana? Santa Claus, Indiana. Don't they keep their stuff up all year round?
Yeah, but I think it's probably not much fun there.
Why?
Because it's that way all the time. What makes it different?
I guess when it snows.
I don't know. I would just wonder if you have your trees and things up all year round in your Santa Clauses, what's different about the month of December?
I've never been there yet. You guys have, right?
No.
No.
I've never been to Santa Claus. We call there every Christmas time.
We should take a road trip up there sometime.
Well, maybe. You know, I don't know.
We could take a road trip up to Cleveland and visit the station.
Geraldo. Well, Geraldo and me, it's going to come to a head one day. Me and Geraldo.
Watch out. You don't want to get punched.
Well, I think he'll try to swing at me, but you're going to take the punch, right?
And I'll have a Band-Aid on my nose.
You'll have a Band-Aid on your nose, and we'll go on. It'll be a great story. I mean, who does Geraldo think he is at this point?
I don't think he's too old now. What is he now, 70?
That's too old?
Isn't he about 70?
Is he 70 or 80?
No, he's not in his 80s yet.
Oh.
But what difference does it make about age?
I'm just saying, I don't think he's like it was like back in the days. He's not going to start swinging, I don't think.
Well, you should tell him that.
I'll tell him. I don't think he's
okay,
was he like that back in the day?
Yeah.
Well, he's like that. I don't know that he's not like that today.
He used to be a redneck back in the show.
He's got a young wife.
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, it keeps you young.
You know, I was never a big fan of him. Ever.
Okay.
I know.
You will, if you are around him.
I used to watch Who's Your Daddy? And then,
Maury?
Huh?
Maury?
Yeah, I could never think of his name. That's why.
That's what you call his show.
Yes. I used to watch Red Glasses, sadly, Jesse Raphael. And then I used to watch Martell Williams. He used to have a
Oh, I couldn't stand that woman.
Tell us how much you wanted it.
She was a horrible.
Wait, who?
He had this psychic on all the time.
You know she got in big trouble when.
Oh man, and she used to be career, on Larry King as well with that raspy voice.
Her career went down when she was on Martell Williams' show. When you know that girl that got in Cleveland got kidnapped for many years in Cleveland. What was her name?
The three of them. The three
girls?
Yeah,
the three girls, yep. And she said they were all dead, but...
Oh.
She's fake. Why would somebody believe her in the first place?
So her career went...
Yeah.
Well, she was in bad health by that point.
Yeah.
But why would somebody believe her by that point? Why would anybody believe her?
I called her before, and she was wrong on my psyche thing, too. I called her before. You know, it cost me $25 to call her one time.
Why were you suckered into that?
I don't know. I just wanted to, you know.
Boy, what a sucker.
Yeah, I would not pay $25 for and that. Then,
what do you think she was going to tell you?
I don't know. I just thought maybe she could tell me if I'm going to become rich or whatever.
She was becoming rich. People calling her like that.
Do you remember we went to see Long Island Medium, Teresa Pito?
That was your idea, not mine. I just went along with her the trip.
Well, how'd that go?
Terrible.
She wouldn't even come by us. I wanted her to come by us so I could ask her a question, but she wouldn't. She walked right by me.
Didn't give you the time of day.
It was all phony.
It was kinda.
So Montel, he was awful. Sally was good. Sally had a journalism background, so I liked Sally. I thought she was good until they started making her do all that junk. You know, they made her show awful. It was delinquent children and all that. Now, that I didn't care for.
Now, I did like Jerry Springer.
I think Jerry Springer is smart. I think his show was awful.
Jerry Springer came to Marion before.
I don't care to see people fight all the time.
Did he go to the palace?
No, he was down at the Colonial House.
Yeah, Colonial.
He was here campaigning for President Obama.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's where I interviewed him.
What's in that building now?
I think it's empty.
Is it for sale?
I don't know. I haven't been down there for a while.
But he's from Ohio. What, Cincinnati, right?
Oh, he got in trouble. I think he was with some women when he was mayor.
Really?
Yeah. Mayor of Cincinnati, I think.
Wow. Crazy.
I always thought he should run for governor. Now there...
Well, they dig up all his backgrounds.
Well, there, we already know it.
Yeah.
He hosted a terrible show, and he had some kind of misgiving when he was mayor of Cincinnati.
Huh.
But I bet you he could become governor. I bet people would vote for him. He's a Democrat. If you had him and Mike DeWine, I think Jerry Springer would win. If you had Jerry Springer and... Because Jerry Springer will get people to vote for him that normally would not vote for a Democrat. Because people tend to vote for people who are silly. You know, if the bigger, louder talker you are, the more goofy you are, people will vote for you. And Jerry Springer fits right in that category. I think he'd be governor in a second. He fits that mode.
I still watch the repeats. I love that show.
All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Well, nobody's calling in. I'm going to take a wild guess.
Shoot.
Your buddy, Jimmy Crumb.
What was the question?
Who was the first person you took to Tony Pacos?
Oh, yeah, no, I would not take Jimmy Crumb across the street, let alone to Tony Pacos.
Well, I thought you might have took him.
Oh, heavens no. Thank you.
Yep.
No. Wouldn't even take him across the street. Maybe if you'd run him over, though. Well, because you have a history with that.
I don't want to
get into that either
over.
Tonight.
No.
No, you didn't run him over. You just attempted to run him over.
No.
740-383-9944.
I was trying to...
That's 740-383-9944. The question is, who was the first person we took to Tony Pacos?
If you would never shove him off the sidewalk.
I did not shove him. I grabbed him so he wouldn't step off and get run over.
I think you must have shook him a little bit.
No, I grabbed him.
You shook him.
I grabbed him and pulled him up. Saved his life.
Your Parkinson.
And he never thanked me for that. He never thanked me.
Of course not. He says that we fed him chicken wings.
Well, he ain't saying nothing anymore. He's dead.
At Burger King.
But Angie knew Jimmy Crumb from the old golf course days. He used to come out there and bother people.
Wasn't he in his lifesaver jacket? He was like old, rude and...
I don't really remember.
I bet people didn't
was,
like him when he came. Or did they follow? Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah, I was never a big fan of him, ever.
Well,
I
never got his autograph.
You know how we're in a
people were getting his autograph?
No, I'm just saying I never did.
Hey, I got a question for you guys. You know how they're taking all these statues down now? They need to take his down.
Well, why don't you get a petition together?
How did I do that? I didn't need to do that.
Just start doing it.
Yeah. Say he was nasty. Nasty.
Well, just break this. Have people call in tonight who want to take Jimmy Crumb's statue down and take their name and then submit that to Channel 4 where the statue is and see if it can come down. But you got to have a reason. You know, we can't just take statues down willy-nilly.
Well, we had the reason because he was rude. I remember somebody, he was at a charity event. Remember this time? And somebody asked for his autograph and stuff and he got all nasty.
I was there. I've never seen his statue, and I've been to Channel 4, and I've never seen it. Now, they say it's inside, but yeah, I've never seen it.
We were there, but it's like right inside there.
Did you see it? What did it look like?
When you first walk in, it's, you know.
No.
You know how short and pudgy he was?
No. I don't think it's there.
It's there.
Okay, we'll go see it.
Yeah.
I don't believe there's a statue of Jimmy Crumley. What's it look like?
It's bronze. And
I thought.
Matter of fact, I'll see if I have a picture on my phone.
Yeah, I've never seen it. Has anybody ever been down to Channel 4 to see the Jimmy Crumb statue? Why would you put a statue in a studio?
It's not right in the studio. It's only where the people, when you first walk in the front door, it's like he's like a visitor.
The lobby? Okay, that's what I'm saying. It's in the studio. You have to go in there to see it.
Yeah.
Aren't statues normally outside so people can see them?
Well, maybe they didn't want to get tarnished.
I know that they don't tell where he's buried because they know people will go and...
What?
Well, what do they call that? Desecrate the grave?
Didn't you try to go find it?
No, I just searched for it, and it's unfindable. Now, you can find... His wife isn't listed either.
Hmm. Well, maybe he got cremated.
Well, you think they'd still bury him? He had an ego like anybody's business.
I don't know. Did he have a family? Maybe he had some family that took his ashes.
Did what with them?
A lot of people put them in necklaces.
Would you want to carry Jimmy Crumb around?
A lot of people do that, though.
No, I'm just saying, I don't know where he is. But this statue I never saw. I must have not paid attention.
Well, maybe he got frozen, like I am.
I don't believe there's a big statue.
Right inside this, when you first walked. We was there, remember? We saw that.
But yeah, I think I would have a memory of it.
Yeah, there was a memory.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Are there any pictures of it online?
That's what I'm looking.
Yeah. See, there's nothing of it. I don't even believe it's real.
Oh, it was a bronze. Because remember, we first walked in there. Me, you, and Terry walked in there. Oh no, that was Jessica.
Yeah, I think so.
It was me, you, and Jessica
to interview Ben Gelber.
Yeah, and remember, it was like when you first walk in. I'm not sure if what he was holding because it was a sports guy. I think he might have had a basketball in his hand or something. Something like that.
But there are no pictures of this online. No. Because nobody cares.
Yeah. Because it wasn't Doug Adair or nothing.
I found Jimmy Carter, but not Jimmy Crumb.
I don't remember any statue.
Yeah, I remember it was bronze.
I remember.
You talked about it.
Well, I remember thinking I want to see the statue, but I don't remember seeing. I remember Ben Gelber. There were pictures of me and Ben Gelber.
I don't know. Maybe I'm dreaming, but yeah, call up NBC right now.
I don't believe there is. Well, let's do that. Okay, yeah. Well, that's no problem. Get NBC4's. Don't call the office number because the office ain't going to be open. But give me the newsroom number. Yeah, we got 10 minutes. This is real Renegade Radio.
Yeah, we'll just double check ourselves.
We'll just check this out. I don't believe there's a statue there.
What year was that when we went there? That was years ago, though.
But I don't believe it was there.
I think
I would have saw it.
I thought it was. Are you looking it up?
What phone number are you wanting?
We want the newsroom. Because nobody's going to be in the lobby. All right. Well, we're going to find it here, hopefully. Momentarily, and then we'll figure this out. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM Radio. All right, here we go. Okay, let's find this out. Now I need some dialing music here. Well, let's get this here. All right,
614-263-4444.
That's the news number?
Oh, hold on, that's the main number.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work. Try again.
Here, I got main newsroom.
All right, here we go.
All right, 614-263-5555.
Okay, everybody be quiet so it sounds normal.
NBC4?
Yeah, hey, I have a question for you. Do you guys have a statue of Jimmy Crumb in your lobby or on your premises?
Jimmy Crumb?
Yeah.
Not that I know of.
Do you know who Jimmy Crumb is?
I don't, but I just came down to the area a couple years ago.
Yeah, he was the big sports guy there. Is there any statue that you know? I'm sorry.
Just looking up his info right now.
Yeah, he's a big deal there at that. He was like the king of your station down there.
Let me see.
Have you ever seen a statue in the lobby?
Well, yeah, no, definitely not one in the lobby. Lobby's pretty, I don't want to say bare, but plain. I mean, I do see...
He's got, like, plaid coats, and he's a bald guy.
Yeah, no, I see him. I just don't see...
Yeah.
Don't see anywhere that shows that there's a statue for him.
Yeah, but there is none down on your premises.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not on our... Yeah, definitely not on our station.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, have you heard about a radio host in Marion trying to get a Geraldo on his show?
I wouldn't surprise me. There's a, I don't know of the show or the host, but I know there is a show in Marion that... works on a national level to get people like that. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, they've had a lot of national guests on.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, hey, it's good they're doing good stuff in Marion, huh?
Yep.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Have a good night.
Bye. Now, see, now they know. Now here is the greatest thing I've ever heard in my life. They know about me at WCMA, and they don't know anything about Jimmy Crum. Take that, Jimmy.
Now, remember when there was something...
I told you there was no statue.
Well, remember, that's why I told you to double check. I wasn't 100% sure. But remember...
I love that. Yeah, yeah. There's this host in Marion. I wouldn't surprise me, because there's a host in Marion doing national stuff.
You should have said it was you.
Well, I didn't want to be egotistical.
That's God, pretty neat.
Well, God bless them, Doc. And people think we're a small show. Geraldo! Wake up! Okay. Yeah. But no Jimmy Crow. I told you it was fake.
What was in that lobby that day?
Nothing, apparently. The lobby's pretty plain. That's what I remember, too.
He said it was bare.
Yeah, I remember thinking there were just a few chairs and, like, a potted plant.
Really? I was thinking there was something. Maybe it was a small thing, or I don't know.
So now here's a mystery. What happened to the statue?
I don't know.
Was it ever there?
I don't know. I swear when we was there, there was a statue there, but I don't know who it was. Well, maybe I'm wrong.
Wouldn't our phone line have come up, WWGH Radio, when we called? Maybe they don't have caller ID.
Who knows? He said he's new.
Yeah. Well, he didn't even know who Jimmy Crum was. I love that. Because when Jimmy was alive, he used to take the city bus down there and bother people. What a horrible guy he was. He had to Google him. That's funny. Well, Jimmy, if you'd been a nicer guy, you wouldn't have this trouble.
Well, he's a lot older than that kid. He said he's not young.
Well, I know who Jimmy Crum is.
Now, this kid was younger than all of us. He sounded like he was, what, probably 18?
Well, Jimmy Crum's only been dead like 10 years.
I didn't know Jimmy Crum until I started hanging out with you.
I was going to say,
but
Scott,
you knew him.
Well, yeah, I knew who he was. But you know people that most people our age don't know.
Yeah.
Like who?
Oh, I mean, I didn't know Phyllis Diller until you started doing it.
Well, that's sad that you wouldn't know who Phyllis Diller
is. Well, I didn't either.
Well, that's sad. I mean, I don't know... I mean, I don't know what to say to that.
Well, because they're at 90. I mean, I don't
they
know...
They weren't 90 when you were born.
No, but when I started knowing them, they were in like the late 70s.
The point I was going to make, if Geraldo was here, or we were in Cleveland with Geraldo, you would be all... You always get scared around the celebrities.
Ooh.
And you. And you mush up.
Why are you dogging on me?
No, I'm just saying because you said I don't care for Geraldo. Now, I know darn well you would never say that to him, and you would be very...
Why would I be rude to say that to him?
Oh, I say stuff to people all the time. Like Helen Thomas, you always bring up that I made her cry.
You're rude. I mean, if he said something to me, I would say no.
No, but I would say,
if he
said,
if he comes
no,
up
but a lot of times say, are you a fan? You say, nah, no.
I would say no.
Okay.
I would say that I'm not a fan of you.
Okay.
I would. Bring him up. Geraldo, if you're out there listening, I am not a fan of yours.
Well,
we better bring the tape.
Yeah, we'll have to bring the tape.
Bring the tape.
We'll have to bring the tape. Because the problem
I'm not a big fan. His show was boring as all get out.
Well, I'm not saying that's not your opinion, but I was also with you with Jimmy Crum, and you speak very poorly of him, but when he was here, you were very nice to him.
Well, because he's an older guy, and
well, he's no older than Geraldo is right now.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't be mean to Geraldo, but I'm not a fan of him, just like I'm not a fan of Jimmy Crum. You still don't, just because you don't like somebody, you don't be rude to him.
Well, see, I think you can't be phony with him.
It's not phony. That's just being polite. When they're now, if they ask me, if, "Hey, do you like me?" I would say no.
Well, who asked that though?
A lot of people say that.
Hey, well, did you guys know that there is a statue of Albert Einstein?
Oh, where?
Where?
I'm not really sure where it is, but it came up when I was looking for statues. It came up Albert Einstein. But you know who he kind of looks like?
Who's that?
Geraldo.
Geraldo? Albert Einstein looks like Geraldo?
Yeah. Really? I think it's the stash.
Well, I think we should have a Geraldo statue here in Ohio.
You think so?
Well, why not? We don't have one with Jimmy Crumb. Well, we don't have a broadcasting statue.
Well, we might
now
just put you out there. Well, apparently you're clear up in Channel 4.
Now, is this before we bury me or after?
You gotta be dead.
Well, that is a nice statue of Albert Einstein. I don't know where that is. Big one. Big statue. Well, he deserves it. All right, we're going to break here. What's the question we've got hanging over our heads? Who was the first person we took to Tony Paco's to have them sign a bun? That's the question. So far, Ralph and Judy S. are in the Boo at the Zoo contest. We'll be back in 15 minutes. Get some cheese dip, come back, and tell your friends there is no statue of Jimmy Crumb at Channel 4. And they didn't even know who he was, the people who worked there. But they know of me. Remember that. Talk to you later.
Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions. But you, who were listening today, to invest your time.